Hi there, listener. It's Matthew. You've come looking for an episode of the Children's Book Podcast, and you've found it. Hooray! But you're probably wondering why the name of the podcast has changed. After 8 years of doing the Children's Book Podcast, I began a new career as head of podcasts at A Kids Company About, where I now oversee a podcast network dedicated to producing original content that talks up to kids, centers the things going on in their world, and engages and challenges how they see the world and themselves. All of the episodes of the Children's Book Podcast are still here, but now, if you're subscribed, you'll get new episodes of Worth Noting, a kids podcast about current events, hosted by me. Something for you and the young people in your life to enjoy together. Enjoy this episode, and I hope you'll check out Worth Noting and other podcasts from A Kids Company About. Five books reviewed in 5 minutes. It's the best book ever this week. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the best book ever this week. I'm Matthew Winner, an elementary school librarian, author of the Busy Librarian blog, and host of the Let's Get Busy podcast, here with five books reviewed in 5 minutes. No script, no rehearsal, no lip service. Publishers send me books to review, and I share my thoughts with you. First up is The Fly by Peter Horacek, and this is published by Candlewick Press. In this story, a fly tries to go about his day, doing all the normal things that a fly would do, trying to get some breakfast, fly around, doing some exercises around the light, look for a snack, try to get some lunch, all of those very sort of inane things that a fly you would think would be doing during the day. And of course, there's a boy in this story doing what we humans do best, which is trying to get rid of the fly, trying to swat the fly. In this story, Peter has the story told from the fly's perspective, and it's funny the way that the fly sort of keeps asking the reader, why does everyone try to swat me? Why are they trying to get rid of me? I'm just trying to have a snack. Until at the end of the story, when the reader is actually drawn into the story itself and helps to sort of determine the fly's fate. I don't want to give too much away, but it's certainly a cute ending, a great payoff. Book number two is Sophie's Animal Parade, and then it's illustrated by Katya Wish, written by Amy Dixon. Amy has written a great story here where everything Sophie draws comes to life, and she's having one of these bored, stuck-inside sorts of days where she's trying to surround herself with better company. So she keeps drawing different animals, but none of the animals are quite content in her room. Perhaps for the polar bear, the room's too warm, so we need to make an igloo to make it colder. And now she's going to try drawing a giraffe, but the giraffe is too tall, so we have to draw a hole in the ceiling. And animal after animal, it seems to be the perfect animal to add, but there keeps being problems until Sophie gets so frustrated that she just has all of the company go outside in a big parade, just everyone march outside. But in getting all of the sort of chaos out of her room, she ends up opening up an opportunity to meet a new friend and to make something positive out of this otherwise chaos. The illustrations in here are really beautiful to look at. It's a nice muted palette with lots of reds and yellows, and I love that Katya painted the characters. All of the animals in this story sort of look so happy to be around Sophie, even though there are things that they're frustrated at that Sophie's trying to make better. I really like the way the art direction was taken in this story. And Amy Dixon has written a fun picture book story just about bringing things to life. How fun is that? That's Sophie's Animal Parade by Sky Pony Press. Book number three is Sock Monkey Takes a Bath by C.C. Bell. This is published by Candlewick. And Candlewick is actually reissuing all of these books, bringing Sock Monkey back for a new audience. In this Sock Monkey book, Sock Monkey gets invited to an awards show where he gets to potentially play the best supporting toy, I believe it is, best supporting toy in a motion picture or something like that. And so all of his friends are like, listen, Sock Monkey, we got to get you cleaned up. So Froggy brings him to rinse in clear, cool water after being soaped by Miss Bun. flying around in these different locations. All the animals sort of take them to the to these beautiful locales to get Sock Monkey cleaned up and ready for the bath. And of course, there's some drama that happens at the awards ceremony that is a great twist for the story, and also just a great way to communicate having a good attitude about life and not knowing that sometimes best things are yet to come that we can't even anticipate. Book four is The Big Princess by Taro Miura. This is also published by Candlewick. And in this folk tale, or this fairy tale, a king and queen are bestowed upon them a child. A white bird comes to the king in his dreams and says, I'm going to send the queen a child, but you have to go to your garden and find the child among the flowers, and be warned, the princess is under a spell. If you're able to break the spell, the princess will become your true daughter. But if you can't break the spell, your whole kingdom's going to fall into ruins. And we quickly find out that the spell is that the princess grows double her size each night. She grows taller and taller and taller, and the king has to figure out how to stop her from growing before she destroys the entire kingdom. And it's handled in such a beautiful, wonderful way. It feels like this is a story that's been around forever. And I love that quality that Taro has brought to the story in The Big Princess. The illustrations are fun, too, because the dimensions of the story are nice and tall. And the book has an opportunity on a lift-the-flap page to become even taller, just pushing the dimensions of the character herself as she grows. But the best book ever this week is Migloo's Day by William B. And this also is published by Candlewick. This is everyone's favorite dog, Migloo. In this search and find storybook, the illustrations are packed with detail of all of these people and all the goings-on of this town, and Migloo the dog visiting everyone and obviously being a beloved member of this town. In this busy town where you can follow characters and see all the different things that are happening to each individual character page by page. You can sort of tell your own story, or you can read along the text and see the overarching story points that William points to. The art direction in this is so beautiful to look at these details of these. It looks almost like the most like intricate, geometric, beautiful coloring book because there's these block colors and all of the characters sort of have the same drawn shape. And the amount of things going on in the story, again, just leaves so much to explore. My son and I are looking at this book almost every single day. We take it with us in the car in particular because he just loves to stare at it and just notice all the different things going on, and he asks me all the time where Migloo is, even though he sort of already knows in each page where he is. It's just one that is such a treat to look at. Clearly, William B. has a strong handle on what it is that engages the reader and what children want to look at and what stories they want to be exploring in a town. And that's why I'm calling Migloo's Day by William B. the best book ever this week. Way to go. Well, that was five books reviewed in 5 minutes. I hope you enjoyed this special segment of the Let's Get Busy podcast, and I look forward to bringing you five more books reviewed in the future. And as always, you can find the books reviewed in this episode in the episode show notes, along with the names of their authors, illustrators, and publishers. Check them out at your local library or independent bookstore, and I do hope you all have a great week. We know you value what you put in front of your kids, especially when it comes to screens and podcasts. That's why we're excited to share a new podcast from our friends at Sleepiest, creating bedtime stories to help your kids fall asleep fast.
Hello, Abby here. If you've got children and find bedtime's a struggle, I'd like to tell you about Coco Sleep, a children's story podcast designed to make bedtime a dream. Coco Sleep turns a chaotic bedtime into cozy bonding time. The stories are delivered in a pace that gently slows. Rumour has it that no one's ever heard an ending. So search Coco Sleep on your favourite podcast app and let's make bedtime a dream. That's K-O-K-O Sleep and I'll see you there.